You can travel for days with the scenery never changing. Croker's mood darkened with time. He grew more impatient to get on. In the afternoon, when he spelled me carrying the standard, he began to pull ahead. After a while, I asked Lady, "You figure you better slow him down?" "What?" She hadn't noticed, so deep was she into her own interior world. "Him," I pointed. She urged her mount forward. I kept trudging. Maybe I even slowed down a little. There was no drive to rush forward once the standard was out of hand. In fact, the world behind me grew more and more attractive as time passed. The sky darkened and the plane changed not at all. The only color anywhere was inside our party, unless you counted the gold characters on the pillars. Lady caught the old man. I didn't overhear their exchange. I suspect she was a bit sharp. He looked back at me, now understanding how come I zoomed ahead before. He kept watching till I caught up. "You want to take this thing back now?" "I still haven't got the kinks out from carrying it before. You just gotta concentrate." He grunted, and the next circle we hit turned out to be our campground for the night. Soon after we settled, the men began going to the southern roadhead to study the fortress ahead. And fortress it surely was, partially fallen. Speculation centered on whether or not we would reach it the next day, and whether the old man would turn back if we didn't. There was no reason to be optimistic about that. This close to his goal, the old man would push on and worry about hunger when the time came. This time, we lighted the communal fires, enjoyed a warm meal. We all needed the morale boost. There would be fresh meat from now on, because we couldn't feed and water animals doing no useful work. It's a tough world for livestock. I asked Tyday, "There anything in mythology anywhere that might tell us something about that place up ahead?"
"No. At least in no way we would recognize."
"You sure? Your buddies seem real uncomfortable with it."
"They are uncomfortable with everything, this plane in particular. They can see this is a place that should not be, that this is not natural."
"No shit.
It would take an entire nation 1,000 years to build something this fast. No monument so huge can be a good thing."
"I don't understand."
"Only a very great evil could remain so single of purpose, so uncaring of cost, as to create something so ultimately useless. Consider the evil of the sorcerer Long Shadow. He invested a generation in his fortress. It is nothing in comparison to this plane."
He had a point. I stepped over to the barrier and stared at the countless sparkling standing stones. A swarm of sudden shadows flickered over our encampment. I jumped. So did everybody else. The flock of crows wheeled, crossed the sun again, flew on to the north. All but one. The birds were strangely silent. Not one caw trailed behind them. The straggler settled atop a column almost directly in line with the fortress ahead. He stalked around, stretched his wings, settled down to watch us.
Thwan!
A fireball streaked toward the crow. It missed. It had not come from a dedicated crow killer. I leapt, grabbed Weezer's shoulder, nearly spun him ass over appetite. But I didn't get there in time to keep him from losing another ball. This one clipped the top of the pillar.